Hey loves, I'm Ebony and welcome to Thrive Like a Mother. On this podcast, we're scared that we'll be judged for our truth, but we're also tired of being stuck in survivor mode. You're in the right place if you're ready to step into the thriver you were truly meant to be. I'll share resources and tools to help you on your journey towards a healthier mindset while healing from your trauma. The journey may not be easy, but you won't have to face it alone. I'm a girl mama of two, learning day by day how to heal from past trauma while running a household working full-time. And I'm on a mission to build a life I've always dreamed of but never thought was possible. So love, if you're ready to believe in what's possible, let's link arms and thrive together.
Hey loves, welcome to another episode of Thrive Like a Mother. Wow, it's been a while since I've recorded an episode, and today just feels like one of those moments where I am speaking from the heart. There's no script, there's no outline. I am just being from my heart, and I feel like that's what's needed in this season. So let me try to set the environment for you a little bit here. I am on a hike. I decided that I wanted to get in at least one more hike before a new little arrival joined our family. And I wanted to do so before it got really hard to hike. And so I chose one of my favorite spots. And it's a pretty easy hike. I definitely feel like a beginner could do it. And it's one of my sacred spots, right? So it's a spot that I come to when I need to feel peace. And right now, at this point in my pregnancy, that is everything I need. Not that I haven't needed it the entire time, but especially now, I need to fill my heart and my mind with peace. So I'm sitting here. I've made the trek from the parking lot on the trail. It's about a 15-minute walk, but my favorite spot is by this waterfall. If you know me, you know that water is one of kind of my places that recharges me. So for me, a lot of times self-care looks like sitting by waterfalls or finding a spot by a lake or taking a bath, even a shower. Anything with water, drinking water. I am obsessed with drinking water. All of those things re-energize me. And so my hope for this episode, as you're listening in, is that you feel re-energized and you feel grounded after listening to this episode. So when I was thinking about the topic for this episode, of course, I have been reflecting a lot over these past months of this pregnancy. I've been in this slowdown season, but a slowdown where it doesn't mean completely come to a stop on things. So there's been a lot of reflection, a lot of planning for those moments when I want to speed up. So I kept thinking about really what I was going through in this pregnancy as far as expansion. And when I say that, like, if you've ever been pregnant or have known a pregnant woman, you know that during that time, we expand mentally, physically, and emotionally all during that time and even after. It's somewhat of a transformation where you just kind of have to go with the flow. And so that's what I've been learning in this season, is really learning to go with the flow and having acceptance in this expansion. Because we all know that there are moments in our lives where we choose the expansion, right? We choose the timing of it and the pace of it. When you're pregnant, you don't really get a say in the pace of your expansion. It is happening. And it's not happening to you, it's happening for you, because on the other side of that, you are a new woman, you're a mother, whether it's your first, second, or third time like me, you are a completely different person. And so in accepting this expansion, I felt like, wow, I need to share this with people about being okay with whatever pace that you're going at in your expansion. Whether you are right now working toward a dream and it's taking a longer amount of time than you thought it would take, or everything's coming at you really fast and you're trying to figure out how to handle it all. All of that is okay. And I'm like, my hope, like I said, is basically for you all to feel like that acceptance and feel that grounding and knowing that whatever pace that you are expanding at, whatever season you're in, it is okay to go at that pace and be at peace with it. At peace knowing that although you don't know the outcome, you know that every single day you are changing. You're changing for the better, and no matter what experience you're going through, because you're learning, right? Every single thing that you go through, you learn. And so that's really what I wanted to share with y'all today. Like I said, this was one of those, I just need to speak on it and speak from my heart, especially while I'm in this season now, because, like I said, once this little person, this new little person is here, I'm going to be a different person. And I may not remember all the different pieces of how I felt in this journey of expansion. I may not remember the struggle of having to slow down and not necessarily wanting to, and finding a way to accept the slowdown, accept the silence, accept the multitudes of reflection, all knowing that it's working for my purpose, it's working for me, it's working towards expansion and transformation to who I'm going to be in this next chapter. So I hope that this episode leaves you all at peace and grounded and knowing that you are going at the exact speed that you need to be going at, even if it doesn't feel like it, you are.
Thank you so much for listening, loves. If anything in today's episode resonated with you, share it with your bestie or on social media, and don't forget to tag me so we can chat about it. As always, I'm sending you light and love, and remember, you are worthy, you are enough, and you deserve to thrive. Talk to you soon.